Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cub Chat Live. Rusty wins the prize for first comment. Shout out to Rusty from Pack 84 in New Philadelphia, Ohio. Rusty commented before we even started. Very impressive, Rusty. Appreciate that. My name's Aaron, but I'm not the most important on the show today. As usual, I'm joined by Abby. Abby is the field director at the Grand Canyon Council in Scottsdale, Arizona. Abby, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me. Hey, guys, I see you here on the comments. So hello to you as well.
Yep. Shout out to Steve from PAC 3310 in Akron, Ohio. Abby and I are going to talk about kind of an important topic today. I bet a lot of you are familiar with this topic. We're going to talk about relationships with schools, and that's certainly an appropriate topic for Cub Chat Live because our Cub Scout PACs all across the country have an opportunity to really serve their local schools, right, Abby? And you know, it's the opportunity for a really nice symbolic symbiotic relationship. Not only do we recruit kids from elementary schools and maybe middle schools, but we also have an opportunity to help them serve the community. Abby, I wonder if you could just give us overall, talk about the importance of school relationships and what your experience is like out there in Scottsdale, I think just outside of Phoenix, right?
Yeah, great question. Yep. So I serve what's called kind of the East Valley Territory. So that encompasses about six cities in Phoenix. And so historically, when I first started, we were really struggling for access because truth be told, we didn't need it at the time. And so really started from the ground up building those relationships. 100% important. We know that access to school is access to our best membership source, right? We have K through fifth, and you can even go into middle schools and talk about Scouts BSA, but we know that our Cub Scout level K through fifth are right in the schools. So getting that access is crucial to the success of our PACs.
Yeah, absolutely. Rob says 2 days until Philmont for Commissioner Week. Have a good trip. Rob, Abby, Rob's from our area here. He's a little bit excited about going to Philmont, as he should be.
Yeah.
Shout out to Edward from PAC 519 in California. Thank you for joining us. And there's a familiar name in the comments. Tamara, good to see you. Hope you enjoy the show today. Thanks for connecting us with Abby. We appreciate that. So as we get started with this discussion, I do want to sort of issue a disclaimer, kind of just a broad general statement for those of you maybe, you know, there's a lot of Cub Scout PACs out there who have long standing relationships with their local schools, and maybe their Cub Masters or committee leaders or something. Maybe they serve on a PTA, for example. Maybe they can text their principal, no problem. And that's great, everything. As Abby said, there may be some other areas where it's a little bit of a struggle, right? And so there are some best practices. Abby, maybe you could just give some advice. If we have any brand new Cub Masters or brand new Cub Scout leaders, and they're like, school what? What do you think about school relationships? You know, what do they need to know? We don't necessarily want people cold calling their superintendents and their principals, right? Can you just talk about maybe what's a good way to approach that?
Yeah, great question. And so a few of the tips and tricks that I've trained the team on and we've learned about is, number one, when you walk into a principal's, a school, you want to go with the intent of building a reciprocal relationship. And so hopefully they're not just seeing you during fall recruitment season, right? They're seeing you multiple times a year. And so what I pitch first and foremost is offer something of service. That's a great way to get in the door. So my spiel is, when I talk to what's called the gatekeeper, right, the front desk, that's a great first impression right there. You're making an impression with the person who's going to need to get you in the meeting with the principal or not. Hey, my name is Abby. I'm with Scouting Arizona. I'd love to meet with your principal for about 15 minutes, right? Just a short window. We don't want to take too much of their time. We'd love to talk about some service projects we can provide to the school. We know that our schools, most of them, need some sort of assistance and don't turn down free help. So part of that, we do what's called Adopt a School Program. And I think, Brian, I have that form up there, if you don't mind sharing that.
I love this. This is so cool, Abby. Yeah, tell us more about this.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Adopt a School Program, some of you may or may not have seen this prior to, kind of put a stop during COVID as we couldn't go into the schools. We as a council decided to relaunch this. So what Adopt a School program is a PAC or troop or both commit to adopting the school for a minimum of 1 year and committing to two service projects per year. So this document includes, you know, grounds beautification that can include food drives, something like, you know, repainting, teacher appreciation. That's a huge one. So if your PACs can do something, write thank you cards, give that out to their teachers, little things like that go a long way to our schools, helping out with their fall carnivals. We know a lot of our schools have Harvest Fest, things like that, or Winter Wonderland, having a booth out there, collecting tickets, what have you. That's a huge load off. And you actually usually will partner with the PTO, which is huge. And so introducing this, what my team does is once we get the yes, as you can see, there's a bottom there that says the unit leader signature. The school principal will sign it, and then your local district executive will sign it as well to make it nice and official. I have our team print this out on nice paper. We actually frame it, and we take it to the principal so they can put it up in their wall. Boom, scouting is now more exposed, and now you're in the school as well.
It's such a great idea. I'm angry I didn't think of it myself. Abby, I'm a former Cub Master. My son was in Cub Scouts. You can see what he used to look back like back there. He doesn't look like that
anymore.
Very
cute. Yes.
He's not nearly that cute anymore. but yeah, so I was his Cub Scout leader for many years. And Rob, who's watching, will know about this. We had an Adopt a Highway program where we would adopt a segment of a highway, right? And you talk about a nice relationship with our community where we picked up trash a few times a year. I can't believe I didn't think about the Adopt a School program. Is that something that's offered throughout your council? How do the folks in your area make that happen for their schools?
Yeah, so it's offered throughout the entire area. All districts are opportunities. It's really just who wants to take advantage of it. And so our professionals, when they're meeting, that's the first thing they introduce to the principal. Number one, like I said, you're creating a reciprocal relationship.
Yeah, right.
And so it's not about, hey, can I come in? It's more, what can I do for you first, right? So that's how we introduce the program. I am happy to share this document with you at editable version so we can share those resources. But as a parent, if you're one of those councils that they encourage parent involvement with the schools, which of course we do, this is one of the ones you'd want to talk to your committee about and say, hey, this is something we want to try. Let's give it a go and see how it goes. And just my advice is make sure that you stick to those service projects and you commit to them and do it to the best of your ability, right? Because you're making an impression on that school.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to reemphasize something that you said a few times, and I think we can't say this enough. The idea of it being a relationship where, you know, you don't just walk into the office and say, we want to recruit some of your kids, right? It's more like what we can offer you. And, you know, people should be respectful of their schools. They may have rules and guidelines about external organizations, sports clubs, and they might not be familiar with scouting. They might not realize that, you know, we're not just a baseball team, whatever, trying to recruit players from your school. We have something we can offer you. We can do flag ceremonies. We can pick up trash. We can do all these things like that. There's a lot of things to offer there. I think that is great advice to not go in asking for what you can do for me, but more like, hey, here's what we can do for you. I also love at the fact that you said, Abby, you know, we only need 15 minutes of your time.
Yeah.
I mean, that means a lot to me, to us, you know, these school principals and assistant principals. They're busy, especially coming up in the fall in back to school time. They've got a lot of people bothering them, badgering them. And you don't want to just be another person going in saying, hey, we want to be able to pass out flyers. We want to meet in your cafeteria. We want to use your auditorium, whatever. So that idea of offering to them, what can we do for you? I feel like maybe could set us apart.
Yes.
From what other organizations are offering. Am I on the right track there?
Yeah, 100%. And when it comes to having success rate of meeting with principals, think about, you just mentioned, you know, you don't want to go in the first week of school starts because we know they're running and spinning like crazy with new kids and maybe new staff. And so it's a very hectic time. Right now, this month, June and July is when our team really ramps up and visits principals. Why? Because we know no kids are in school, at least here in Arizona. And so they're available to meet. Something else that I wanted to touch on about that reciprocal relationship is we also do what's called a goodwill visit. And a goodwill visit is our team goes in and makes touch points multiple times of year. And so, for example, we just wrapped up the camp card program. Any camp cards that we have left over, we actually wrap them up and donate that to their staff, to their entire staff. We have enough cards. And we write a thank you note and say, hey, we appreciate you. Thank you. Is that all you need? You don't need anything from us? Nope, we're just here to say thank you. We actually drop off donuts with our council sticker on top as well for the front office. If you can imagine sitting there in the front office all day, you get some donuts coming in. It's a joy. It's fun. So we do little things like that. And then extra bags of popcorn that we have at the end of the popcorn sale. We also go around and deliver those boxes to our schools. And so those are additional ways that you're not asking for anything, but you're just making those touch points. So when you lead up to actually asking for something, you've already made these great, right, thank yous ahead of time.
That is tremendous. Very, very cool. Another familiar face in the comments. Mike Rooney says, great ideas, Abby. Mike, it's good to see you again. That's Cub Chat. Mike, everybody, is now watching from the comments. Thank you, Mike. Shout out to Scouter Craig from PAC 3256 in Kent, Ohio. I want to point out something that Eddie did in the comments. Eddie has tagged some friends in the comments. That's a great idea. If you know of anybody else who might enjoy this episode, tag them in the comments. Get them to tune in. As a reminder, when we're done today with our show, this video will live on Facebook for about 30 days. You can go back and watch it. It'll be on YouTube forever. So Abby, you'll be on YouTube forever. We're also a podcast now, so you can go listen to us as a podcast at any time. Shout out to Doug from Akron, Ohio. Appreciate you joining the show. Rob says he's had in his experience, it helps when PAC parents are also on the PTA. We've had scouts 100%. Uniform helping out at PTA events. Love that. Yeah, just being around and being helpful. Yeah, can't emphasize it enough. The idea of going in and establishing a relationship instead of asking for, hey, what do I need access to your school, makes a huge, huge difference. So, Abby, correct me if I'm wrong. So you have actually gone into some schools in your area. You've talked to principals and school leaders.
Yeah, 100%. So just to give you a baseline, when I first started, I got access to one school. My second year, I had access to eight. Going on year four, our team combined, so I oversee five executives. We're on track for 34 schools so far, full access, which means we're going in the classrooms and hyping the kids up about your PACs. And so this does work. And just a little side piece of if you have been to a school over and over again, there's always staff changes at some point.
Yep, yep.
The principal who said no to you might say yes because they're a new principal. That's happened to me several times. So don't get discouraged. There are changes that come to the school. So don't stop trying.
Yeah, that's great advice. And so you heard Abby say it took a period of years now to build up the relationships. Richard in the comments echoes that. He's from Kentucky and says it took years to get back into the schools. I think he means maybe after COVID. Service is key, offering Scout families to serve the school and also making sure Scout parents are volunteering for the school, maybe even in non-Scouter capacities, PTA, lunchroom volunteer. Yeah, one of the best experiences I had as a Cub Scout was when one of our Cub Scout moms, she was the lunch lady at our school. She was the one serving lunches and she was amazing. So that was really, really cool. Abby, I do want to sort of point out again, if you're a Cub Scout volunteer watching, so Abby works for her council in the Grand Canyon Council. If you're a Cub Scout volunteer and you don't know already, maybe worth reaching out to your local district executive just to find out if they've already reached out to a school. Yeah. We've had instances where we've had a Cub Master knock on the door or call this principal and the principal writes, well, I just talked to somebody last week, right? They don't know the difference between a DE and a Cub Master. We use these funny phrases in scouting, Abby. I know you know.
Yes.
They don't know what those different words means. So be sensitive to that. Be aware of that. And again, it's all about offering up a service to the school. Abby, can you give us an idea during your time over the last 4 years, I think, the different level of responses you've gotten? I'm sure you've had some principals who were open and responsive. Have you had any where you had to do some convincing? I'm just curious.
Yeah, definitely different levels and definitely different responses according to the district. We know we have some districts that are just a wall of ice and, you know, they have the no third party rule. And we have some schools where, come on in. I will say every principal is different. I would err to the side of caution of not and I'm going to be very careful when I say this, of not approaching your superintendent for the reason that they can either give you all the keys or completely shut you out, right? Mm-hmm. And so very tactful in the way we do that. But yes, I do what's called a three-tier level, which we go from gold, silver, and bronze level. And so we know the gold level is we want to get in those classrooms, classroom talks, right? We want to talk to every classroom because we get that one-on-one FaceTime. We get flyers out, stickers. They're coming out, branded scouting. They're going to go tell their parent about that. But then we do get those responses. We'll say, well, you can't be in the classroom. Okay, can I be at the assembly then? Right? Can I do a talk there? No. All right. So now we're going down to our bronze. Our bronze tier is like, okay, can I stand in the bus line and hand out flyers? You can't do that, which happens, right? We have to be respectful. Okay.
Yep.
Can I get my, can you guys put us in the announcements in the morning? Can you put us on your marquee sign? Can we get some yard signs, right?
Fine, exactly.
Yep. Right. It's really just tiering down to what can we do, right? Don't leave without asking what can we do unless there's some sort of verbal cue that, hey, we're done here, then we're respectful. But
right.
It does happen, but there are certain ways to kind of overcome that. I know one of my teammates, she's just not getting access at all in her district. So we're going to set up actually a table across the street. We looked up the city laws and codes and things like that, and we can do that. And so we'll be doing things like that. But it does happen. So just consider those kind of gold, silver, bronze tier type levels to get your information out there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's excellent. Mark says they leave business cards with the secretary in the front office. That's a nice way to do it, Mark. Shout out to DJ. DJ, you're 14 minutes late, sir. Sorry, but it is good to see you. You're at Camp Constantine. Maybe you're at summer camp right now. I guess that maybe is a viable excuse. We'll accept that as an excuse. Abby, you mentioned flyers. You sent me and Brian a couple of examples of flyers. Maybe we could have Brian
throw
them up on the screen real quick, and you can just talk about what went into the making of this flyer. You guys did this yourself?
Yeah. So we have a great marketer on our staff. We actually did a lot of market analysis and research through a company we partner with called Lavage. They do research through ASU. And so they did some intense research on what colors parents like to see. Of course, we have Cub Scout colors as well. What kind of info parents like to see. So you want to consider this flyer is not for the child. This is for the parent. And so you want to look at the visuals through a parent's eyes. And what do parents want to see? Embrace positive social values. That sounds great for my kid. Develop kindness, helpfulness, and cheerfulness. I want my kid to have that, right? Have a greater sense of hope for their future with some really vibrant pictures, which is really helpful as well. And so when you meet with a principal, this is stuff that we take in there. And so they have a tangible copy of what it looks like when we talk to your kiddos or the flyers you're going to be handing out. It removes a little bit of a concern barrier for them if they know exactly what it is and what it looks like. And so I would advise you guys when you go in and talk to your principals that you have something tangible like this on hand. Have it look professional. Understand me. So not every council has that available. That's okay. Canva is a really free and easy way to make a flyer look like you've been doing digital marketing for years, right? So we make it really simple. The date, time, location, a small little blurb, but that's it. You can generate free QR codes through a Google search and add that to apply to your pack as well. So these flyers are really efficient for us.
And I want to take this opportunity to plug the Scouting America Brand Center, where you can download templates to make your own flyer. If you have someone in your pack who's creative or in your council who does it themselves, that's great. You mentioned QR codes. That's interesting, Abby. Back in my day, we didn't have QR codes. Does that work a lot? Are QR codes successful for you guys?
Okay. Yeah. So we use the QR codes. If the parent can't attend, the QR code leads them right to, you can either choose right to that bscout.org, right to their pack, or if you're really feeling like you can get this done, it leads right to their application page right there. Right. And so the parent can go ahead and enter their information. Always put contact information at the bottom. And so if they can't attend your recruitment event, they can call you and say, hey, I couldn't come. What's some information you can provide for me? But yeah, the QR code works great.
Well, yeah, we didn't have QR codes back when I was a Cub Master. We did have flyers, and that was probably our most successful way to recruit. We were allowed to pass out flyers in the car line, the drop-off line. And like you said, they're for the parents, right? You put them in the kids' folder. Flyers, though, in your, I mean, it's kind of old-fashioned. They still work, in your opinion?
The flyers?
Just passing out flyers? Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. However, it has to be with the right wording and the right call to action. But yeah, I mean, that's the best way to get that flyer from the kid to the parent or directly to the parent. And so be prepared to say something when you hand out that flyer, right? Something that's exciting, things like that. And so, yes, I love flyers.
Yeah, they seem sort of kind of old fashioned, I think, but man, if it ain't broke, is what I always say. I want to address this comment from Nicole. I wish there were standard flyers and recruiting materials PACS can access year-round. There are, Nicole. I definitely would advise you to contact, I'm not sure where you're from, Nicole, but contact your council. And again, the BSA Brand Center, I'm going to see if I can put Brian, behind the scenes, Brian on the spot to maybe respond to you, Nicole, or have somebody post the URL. Rob, if you're still watching, give Nicole the URL to the Scouting America Brand Center where you can download flyers and customize them and things like that. Mm-hmm. Speaking of flyers, Abby, you also sent us this document that looks amazing. I don't know how you made this, the impact report. I'm going to have behind the scenes Brian throw that up there. Yeah. Tell us about this document and how did you use it and, sure. and how it worked out for you.
Yeah. So the third material that we take into the principal is what's called the impact report. And that's exactly what it is. It's the amount of impact our scouts have made so far this year. This one says 2024. So what we did last year. And so it has little fun facts like 8,862 merit badges earned, 2,406 Cub Scouts achieved their new milestone advancement. And so the principal likes to know, what is scouting doing in my community? There it is. It's got fun graphics. Again, you can create something like this easy on Canva. They have great templates now using AI. And so you can contact your local district executive to find out how much service hours have been put in your local community, how many Eagles have, how many Scouts have reached their Eagle in that year. If you have some great community local facts right into your city, even better. So I recommend something like this so that they know this is what scouting is doing in your community.
And again, there's a QR code down there in the bottom left. Very, very cool. Yeah, it serves as a great reminder, Abby, that, you know, there's a reason why I think when just a random person puts in Google Boy Scouts, one of the autofills is, do they still exist? Yeah. Like, well, people don't necessarily realize all of the impact that we are still having in our communities. And a flyer like this definitely makes that clear to people. Yeah. So that's really, really cool. What else, Abby, what kind of advice, other kind of advice that we haven't talked about, can we share with our viewers about relationship with schools, access to schools and things like that?
Yeah. So something a little bit that's a basic foundation is consider the 70-30 rule is you're 70% listening and 30% talking. And so I asked the principals really specific questions that help me curate my response when they're talking. And so what do you do when you want to get to know someone? You're asking them questions. How long have you been a principal here? What inspired you to become a principal? Top question is, tell me about some of the values here at your school. I always do research. We know that every school has maybe like six pillars of character or things like that. Look into that because you will see that it directly always aligns with our oath and law, right?
Yeah.
And so when they're telling me, you know, character is one of our pillars of education, well, I know that aligns with scouting right there. And so listen more, talk less. One of the questions I love to ask a principal is, what is one of the things you're most proud of at your school? Because their school means a lot to them, right? And so you're letting them know, I care about what you're telling me. Tell me about the demographics in your school. Kind of seems like a high-level question, but that's telling me if your school's a Title I, that's telling me what kind of resources am I going to need for these kiddos. If they're an affluent community, that's a little bit different. And then what's one of the things you like to see improve? Oftentimes, I would say 9 times out of 10, our schools talk about social skills and building more relationships within another, less time on the phone, right? We know that scouting is that doorway where our kids are up at camp. They're doing STEM projects, dev meetings, and things like that. The phone is non-existent. They're working together as a team. And so there's your answer. And that's something that you can say, hey, well, my pack gets to do this, does these things, or as a professional, these are the things, how we combat some of that social barrier that we've seen post-COVID. And so that listening component is really important, where we know you want to get in there and just say, hey, can we recruit? Right. But again, building the foundation of relationship is really getting to know your principal. And our team has been really successful at doing something like this. So really consider what are some key questions you can ask your principal about their school.
Great advice. That's really impressive, Abby. I appreciate you sharing that. Shout out to Todd from Farmingdale, New York. Congratulations to Ben, who has been tagged in the comments by Tamara. That must be nice to get tagged by Tamara in the comments. Congratulations, Ben. Very, very cool. Yeah, this has been a great discussion, Abby.
Yeah.
I feel like the moral of the story is, you know, the Cub Scout motto is do your best. So different people are going to have different levels of access to their school. Yep. You mentioned one of your coworkers who, you know, they run into roadblocks, right? It's going to happen. We get it. Nobody's mad at you, right? I mean, just do the best you can. And it doesn't have to always just be about recruiting. Obviously, we want to recruit new members. But one thing that we found is that, you know, if you're out in your community, if you're interacting with your school, if you're in the eye of your community, you're going to get new members just by doing that. So even if your school, you know, is not super open to hosting a recruiting night or something like that, just by serving your school and being active in that community, you're going to get new members by doing that. Before we let you go, Abby, a great question from Teresa. I can't believe we didn't think about this. Yeah. Any tips on private and charter schools? Good job, Teresa. Thank you.
That's a great question. You know, Teresa, I haven't found it to be very different from recruiting from a public school. Oftentimes, private and charter schools are actually a little bit more forgiving in terms of letting people in because they operate off their own curriculum. And so my advice is actually the same. Build that relationship with your school. Be a presence. I think Rob, if I got that name wrong, I'm sorry, but mentioned they wear their uniforms. They ask the school, hey, is it okay if we wear a uniform on certain days? Private schools and charter schools often wear uniforms, so it's certainly asking that question. But that lets the principal know, oh, there's that many Cub Scouts in my school.
Right.
Okay, well, yeah, let's do something. And so certain things about charter schools is just do a little bit of research. They run a little bit different, operate a little bit differently. And so find what is valuable to them and use that a little bit as a leverage, as a speaking point to their school.
Great, great answer, Abby. And Teresa, thanks for asking that question. Yeah. You got it in just under the bell. Very, very good. I also want to say, you know, it's June 6th right now. So everybody's probably headed out on summer vacations. It'll just be, though, another 6 weeks until we start to come back. People get ready for schools. That's a fine time to introduce yourself to your local school. But don't make it the only time, I think. Right, Abby?
Don't
show up then and then recruit and be done and they never see you again until next August. I think that's probably good advice, right?
Yeah. Be a consistent presence. You know, keep it appropriate. But there's certain times. Know when your teacher appreciation day is. Know a lot of schools have a Love Our School Day or school cleanup day. Know when those things are, when those carnivals are, so that you can conveniently offer your services at that time. And then again, make those touch points. If you guys have camp cards, popcorn, thank you cards, things like that, it goes a long way.
Yeah, the really good chance that your school is going to need volunteers for events they have throughout the school year. What a better place to turn than both your parents and your youth members when they can for your Cub Scout pack. This has been so good. Abby, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about scouting is once you prove that you're good at something, you get asked to do it over and over again. So good job. You're going to be asked to come back to Cub Chat Live for a future episode.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me. And all my scouting community, thank you so much for your questions, for what you guys do. Can't do this without our professionals, but certainly cannot do it without our volunteers. So thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Yeah, definitely. And I thank you for saying that. Thanks to the volunteers. Some of the folks in the comments were saying, you know, they have a hard time getting into schools. We get it. We appreciate your service to Scouting America. Just do your best. That's all we ask. I hope you have a good summer. I bet it's nice and warm there at the Grand Canyon Council. Abby, stay cool this summer.
Yeah, we'll try.
I want to give everybody a shout out. Next Friday's episode is going to be a good one. Our friend Tamara is actually going to host. Tamara, I hope you're ready. She's going to have a really good guest, though. Glenn Pounder is going to come on to talk about the new safeguarding youth training. Abby's probably heard about that. Yeah. So Glenn is going to come on. It's your chance to ask Glenn and Tamara questions live about the new training, how it works. I've taken the training. I like it. I think it's good. I think it's an improvement of what was there before. But Tamara and Glenn are going to dive into that into detail next week. In the meantime, everybody, enjoy your weekend. Thanks again to Abby. Thanks for all of you watching at home. See you next time. Bye, Abby.
Bye, see you later.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.